Don't put pleasure before knowledge of the Almighty God, for he is the total package of your well-being. Everything you could ever need, you could ever think of, and all that you can't think of, he is the total package. There's nothing out here Satan has, and that's why he's appealing to the flesh, because the flesh is weak. The flesh is unteachable, and you have to crucify. But he's the total package of your well-being. A sure foundation of life filled with success. A sure foundation of a life filled with success. That gives us peace, joy, and prosperity. That gives us what? Peace, joy, and prosperity. I'm going to close with this one. I think I have enough time. We have this treasure. We have this treasure. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Listen what Paul said. But we have this treasure in earthly vessels. We got this inside of us, this treasure, that the excellency of the power may be of who? Of God, and not of us. We got this treasure in us, that the excellency of this power may be of God. And you can say, God bless me. God empowered me. God kept me. God led me. God taught me. They asked, how did you do it? God, I got this treasure in me. This earthly vessel. God had made a deposit in me of himself, of his riches, of both of his wisdom and knowledge. It's inside of me. Inside of you. And when you feed it, like he told Joshua, don't let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Keep it before you day and night. Meditate in it day and night, that you find out what it's saying and then observe to do it. Is that right? Then, he said, you'll make your way prosper. Then you'll have good success. We got this treasure in us. Hallelujah. Now watch what he said in verse 8. We are troubled on what? Every side. Yet not what? Not distressed. We are what? Perplexed, but not in despair. And I looked up the word perplexed because I was kind of concerned. What do you mean? We are not perplexed. We are not bewildered. We may be puzzled over what is not understood of certain, but we are not without knowledge. You ever had anything to puzzle you for a moment? Bewilder you? Huh? But we are not without him. We got this treasure. We got it in us. That's why we don't go in despair. People are flaking out, falling out, and men are dying. But we ain't going. We are not going anywhere. Why? We have this knowledge, this wisdom, this knowledge. And the more you feed it, what did James say? If any man like what? Wisdom, do what? Let him ask of God, who gives to some of his special people. Really? Not all. You mean he'll give it to you? You mean he'll give it to me? Thank you. Hallelujah. We have this treasure. We have this treasure chest hidden inside of us waiting to be discovered. We got it in us. How do you discover it? By the eye of His Word, by the knowledge of His Word, by the intake of His Word, by the feeding on His Word, by the speaking of His Word, by meditating on His Word, by the practice of His Word, by finding out what He says and do exactly what He says every time. We're reading a book called Breaking the Spirit of Poverty. And the reason many people won't break it, because they won't do what it says. See, you've been delivered from poverty. But you gotta break poverty back and deny it right to rule your life by stingy thinking. You won't have give. God have instructed you how to give. He instructed you what to do. Come on now. And if you just ignore him, that's, I'm going to do it my way. I'm just going to hang. And you won't even go find out. And if you do find out and you just ignore him, well, then probably got you. But God had given us such insight. And what we have to do is do what we need to do. Because we got the ability in us to crucify the flesh, silence that flesh. It'll scream at you, especially if you let it get away for many years. That means you have to tighten down. Come on. And if you had stopped it right at the beginning, but you let that stuff, that flesh get away for many years, and you start talking about, well, you know, I've been eating 5 hamburgers, and I ain't gonna eat but 1 this time. That flesh gonna scream at you. He'll say, I'm hungry. He even pulled this off. I'm dying if I don't get another one. Come on. Or it may be something else. You can't control the money you get. It's time it hits your hand, you spend it. You don't even ask God, how should I handle this? You didn't bless me with nothing. But He wants to lead you in it, direct you. Amen. Amen. I stopped right here on purpose because I didn't want to go to the next one, because if I got in that, you've been here another hour. So I'm stopping right here. But we're talking about, I thought I was going to close, but evidently the Lord don't want me to. This treasure in you. This mystery, this secret, this hidden truth, these hidden truths, the Spirit of God in you will reveal these hidden truths to you. God said, I'm a God that hideth myself. He only reveals himself to those that seek him out and follow him. And he will call you and me to have good success. Can we say praise the Lord? Praise the Lord.